Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sangitun, sangitipu. Hallelujah! Into the river I go deep, where my sins are washed away from the heaven's mercy stream of the Savior's love for me.
Hallelujah.
Worthy, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Guti o kasinge nelu ne ati tau ne agata guti o sotere ne ngata bani tiluguna yuti ne. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Una David Elliot, London, Ontario, minga sima yo tunga suti tau ko yavo ili ne ati tini ato akuni kalama unga kato sima lato. Tusa yekam ne ato Samueli. Samuel me. Samuel.
The frustration of the enemy's greatest attack. The devil was getting ready to dance in hell. As he saw the Son of God nailed to the cross. He began to rejoice when he saw the Father turn his back on the Son. But he didn't know Sunday was coming. And because of the resurrection, today is not a day of sorrow. It's a day of celebration. We celebrate a victory that was won at the cross. And we proclaim that because he lives, we live also. Because he lives, the Lord is going to breathe new life into Coral Harbor and the north. Now, if that doesn't get you excited, we're
going
to have prayer for the dead later. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not here to preach a Good Friday message. But I feel the Lord gave me something on January 1st that he wants me to share with you. I believe it's time to stop looking back. Start looking up. The Bible says our redemption is coming close. But until that happens, We're going to see the most marvelous and wonderful move of God that the world has ever known. And it's already started here. Did you notice last night no one gave an altar call? That's a sign of revival. When we study the great revivals of the past, when people would enter a community where God was moving, they will start falling on their face and crying out to God for
salvation.
Worldwide, we're beginning to see a tremendous move of God. In China, in the last 5 years, more people have come to the Lord than there are people in Canada. On the killing fields of Cambodia, where 25 years ago Christians shed their blood. God has birthed some of the largest churches in the world. I'm glad I can get excited in church. Gone are the days when we had to find the pickle barrel before we come to church. You know those sour pickles. You suck on them and your face puckers up. We would put on our religious face. Then we would go to church. Pretend we were holy. And then we would go home and live for the devil for the rest of the week. But that's changed. Now we have church every day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our homes are becoming safe places. Where Jesus' name is lifted up. And where he is glorified. Someone asked me, what is this gold dust that we've heard about in the Arctic? And I said, it's really nothing. It's just the angels are so happy in heaven that they're dancing and kicking up a dust storm, and some of that dust is coming down from the streets of gold. Now I want to start to get your mind toward what I feel the Lord wants me to share with you. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, it declares that we are a kings and priests. Now this reflects to the fact that one day we will rule and reign with Christ. But the more accurate translation is that of that passage is a kingdom of priests. You see, there's only one king.
And that's King Jesus.
King Jesus.
Now there's a word I want us to look at in Malachi. We're going to look at Malachi right now. Malachi chapter 2. And there's a word to the Levites in Malachi chapter 2. Now we have to understand a little bit about the old covenant to understand the ministry of the Levites. Because the old covenant speaks of the new covenant. There were two kinds of priests. There were the priests that were the sons of Aaron. And they became the high priests. In the new covenant, Jesus became our high priest. And he fulfilled the typology or the imagery that was in the Aaronic priesthood. We no longer need someone to be our mediator because Jesus is our mediator. He sits at the right hand of the Father and he ever intercedes for us. Aren't you glad that it's Jesus interceding for you and not me? I look at some of you and say, you rascals. You know, some of us would be like the Queen of Hearts in that old story. And we'd be saying, off with his head. But the Lord understands us in our hearts. Instead of off with our head, he gives us a new heart. And he gives us a new head. He renews our mind. He gives us the mind of Christ. So we can begin to think like Jesus thinks. He gives us new eyes. So we can begin to see like Jesus sees. He gives us new ears. So we can hear the Father like Jesus heard the Father. Hallelujah. The other priesthood was the Levitical priesthood. And they were the servant priests. They were the ones that carried the ark. They were the ones that kept the house of the Lord and made it ready for worship. They were the singers. The worshippers. They were the musicians. In the old covenant, the worship team would have been Levites. And we understand that the word God has given us today. As that we are to be servant leaders.
We lead like Jesus led.
Jesus.